everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with John Couch, John engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio for this Friday, May 27th. We are live, of course, each weekday, have been since 2010. Actually, 2011, the first week of 2011 when we launched the Buckmaster Show. All the podcasts available for you at buckmastershow.com. Our media partners, TucsonSentinel.com, the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun, local Tucson media group and its portfolio publications, Inside Tucson Business, the Tucson Weekly, Oro Valley Explorer, Marana News, Foothills News, and Desert Times. Our Friday Focus interview today was supposed to be with the Tucson Mayor, Regina Romero, and I'm sorry to say that Mayor Romero canceled this interview this morning. As the mayor of the city of Tucson, I believe it is very critical. It's her responsibility in this time of crisis to go on the airwaves and address the people. I had a totally uncharacteristic rant that some, though, said had to be said at about 8:55 this morning on Wake Up Tucson here on 10:30. And I won't dwell on this much more, except to point out that I don't understand why the Phoenix media should have priority over Tucson. I understand the mayor went on KTAR in Phoenix on Wednesday. Why can she not? I understand how busy she is, and in a moment I'm going to read a statement from Nathan Siegel, her spokesperson, in regards to the cancellation of our interview today. I understand it. I get it. The people know, okay, I'm really busy. I'm the mayor. However, what you do, my advice is you carve out a few minutes to call the radio station and tell the people what is going on. Here's the statement that came in from Mr. Siegel. It was addressed to me just a few seconds ago. She sincerely apologizes for having to cancel. We have a lot of moving parts right now. We're hearing the governor may be issuing new orders shortly. If not, we're preparing ourselves to take our own actions. Needless to say, the mayor is very busy on conference calls and meetings this morning to discuss the best way to continue protecting our community's public health. Thank you for your understanding. And again, okay, I accept this, that she's very busy indeed. But again, what I don't understand, and the live line is open here. If you want to call in your comment, maybe you think I'm crazy for making a big deal out of this, 790-2040. Or maybe you agree that the mayor does need to do interviews, and it's not just on this radio station. I understand her accessibility has been an issue with people in the media in this town. Later on, we'll talk with the reporter for the Arizona Daily Star, Justin Sayers. He's going to be talking with us in the second half hour. Dylan Smith, the editor-publisher of the TucsonSentinel.com. I believe Dylan's probably calling in right now, and I'm going to ask him about this accessibility and also a breaking story that he has going on at TucsonSentinel.com. So 790-2040, if you want to go on the air to talk about this, and I had my rant, totally uncharacteristic, have not done anything like that in 32 years in broadcasting in this town, but I just said, you know, come on, let's have some accessibility here with the news media. You know, you're going to go on a show, a radio program up at KTAR. What does that say about our local media and servicing the people here who present news day in and day out? Do we have somebody on the live line? Okay, Ingrid, go ahead. You're on the Buckmaster Show.
Yes, I heard you this morning at about 10 to 9.
Yes.
And you were very You were very in control. You were being perfectly reasonable. You explained that this had happened, this is the third time that she...
Ingrid, this is the third time that the mayor...
Right. And
this needs to be pointed out because it's important. When I was at Arizona Illustrated for 22 years, whoever the mayor was religiously was on the program every month. On the radio program, it was Mayor Rothschild religiously every other month. I've invited Mayor Romero to appear on this radio station. She was sworn in. I have not had her on this program since she has been mayor. So there you go.
She used you. She used you.
Well,
that's what it's all about. And you were not behaving like a crazy person. You were behaving very logically. And I thought that you did all of this in a very, very nice way. I can imagine other people really carrying on. You did not carry on. You made an announcement to the public. She is she's not my mayor, but she has an obligation to the community that she's overseeing. And she's not explaining her. She doesn't want to be put in a tough spot. And that's why she backed out.
Well, they
not
are
because she was so busy.
They are issuing these video releases, I guess, on social media. But it's not the same as going on the radio. And again, Ingrid, I point out to you and everybody else, this was brought to my attention by a host here on the station, that Wednesday the mayor had enough time to go on KTAR in Phoenix. What's the deal here? Anyway, Ingrid, I will let you go. I've got another call. Thank you very much. Next caller is Bruce Ash, I believe. Is that right?
It is, Bill.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi. You know, you've been around for about a quarter of a century here in Tucson.
32 years, Bruce.
32 years. Long time. And I've probably been listening to you or watching you for a good portion of that. And obviously we're colleagues at the radio station, and I've been part of your show for many, many years on radio, both as on TV. I don't think that there is a more fair and impartial person in town. Now, I can understand why the mayor wouldn't want to appear on my show. That's a given, okay? But you have never been confrontive and rude. You are interested in information and in a discussion. And I've been concerned for some time about the mayor's reluctance to address citizens, to make herself available. This is just another indication of that. And I think at this time when so many offices are closed and businesses are closed, there has to be more than a tweet, and there certainly is no reason why, if she appeared on KTAR radio, which is great, you know, but how many people in Tucson besides me listen to KTAR? We listen to local radio, and it's an obligation that she has to come on your show and, frankly, to appear on the TV news shows as well. And you know, if she has something to say, say it to everybody so that they can listen for themselves and hear the information and process it, rather than the lack of information, which just leaves everybody in the dark and creates even more apprehension here amongst residents of Tucson. So I appreciate you speaking out. I listened to you, and I said, oh, my God, boy, Bill is pissed off.
Oh, my gosh, I know. There is...
You had every reason to be concerned, and I know you well enough. This was not about you personally.
No.
This was because you are truly, truly trying to get the word out so that people know what's going on, and you're to be congratulated for the effort, and hopefully she'll see the light and come on your show and do the other things that she needs to. That's what she was elected to do, not to grandstand up in Phoenix.
Thank you very much. That's Bruce Ash. And I'll tell you, I was tossing and turning last night. I don't sleep well these days anyway. A lot of people don't. About the questions I would be formulating to the mayor. And yeah, I was upset because I do think she needs to come on the air. Danielle is with us from the Arizona Daily Star. Danielle Camara. Danielle, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me, Bill.
You know, this is really disturbing news. Dylan Smith, who's going to join us here, I'm sure, shortly. We have now, we've had two Pima County corona deaths, and now we have the first juvenile case, Danielle reported. I don't know if you heard the news. This is the first case. This is not a death. This is a coronavirus patient, the first one under 18. So the number of confirmed cases in the county now tops 100. Danielle, you cover Arizona education, specifically Southern Arizona education. This may reinforce that decision to keep the schools closed, I believe, at least to April the 10th.
Yeah, I mean, that's the date that we have now. You know, I think that when the health director for the state said that models that they're looking at show that there's going to be a peak in cases in mid-April to the end of April. So I think it's very possible that could be extended, but there's no word on that yet. As far as the first juvenile case, yeah, I think that could reinforce the need for the closures. But we'll see how that transpires soon.
Also, what is the update on the feeding of the kids that really need the help? Could you kind of give us a quick overview, Danielle?
Sure thing. Yeah, so pretty much all the local districts they really hit the ground running last week to get food out to the many students in Tucson who rely on their school breakfast and lunch. A number of districts, specifically Flowing Wells, really was the district that was going right from Monday of last week, serving meals to anybody that was 18 or younger at every single one of their school sites. This week, a number of other districts have started serving, as well as delivering. TUSD is delivering food to 113 sites around the city to anyone that's 18 and younger. And next week, even more districts are jumping on board to do that.
Danielle, I've just been handed some information, and I know you're very much covering kids' issues, and the Arizona Department of Child Safety has put out an urgent plea, and they asked me to read this on the air, Danielle, that they are in desperate need of all sorts of supplies during this time for the children in care, that they have in care, Danielle. So things like water, baby wipes, milk, diapers.
Wow.
This is really important stuff. Non-perishable goods, thermometers, dish soap, laundry detergent, disinfectant wipes, toilet paper. Please call. Here is the number for the Arizona Department of Child Safety, which covers Pima, Santa Cruz, Cochise, and Yuma, 539-1598. Ask for Tasha. That's area code 520-539-1598. Very important stuff. Danielle, hang on the line.
Yeah.
Dylan Smith with us now from TucsonSentinel.com. Dylan, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there. It's starting to feel just a tiny bit cramped here in my home office, but I shall endure. I hope you guys are doing well.
Dylan, what's the latest? I tried to read your latest. I think I may have screwed up. How many have we have? Okay.
I just want to clarify.
Okay.
I managed to catch what you were saying.
Yeah.
There. We have two additional deaths from coronavirus reported this morning in Pima County, which makes four overall, all of them reported this week. So in Arizona, we had a report, the 9 a.m. data drop from state officials that there were 13. And it's unclear right now whether these two in Pima County are included in that. I'm assuming so. But we have about 665 reported cases. And we should always be sure when we're talking about this that we tell people that these cases are the ones that have been tested and confirmed. There are a whole lot more people out there who have coronavirus, many of whom are sick, some of them quite sick, but not sick enough to get one of these tests that in such astoundingly, unfathomably limited supply.
Danielle, I know you're going to have to run, and I'm coming up on a break. Do you want to stick around, or do you have to be out of here by 12:30?
I have to leave by 12:30.
Okay, then.
I'm going to watch a car parade, which a lot of local schools have been putting together these car parades so that the teachers can drive through neighborhoods and wave to their students.
Where is that?
That one is around the neighborhood of White Elementary, which is on the south side of Tucson. But really, schools all over the city have been putting these together, and kids have been, you know, either standing outside of their homes or even just sitting in their cars and waving at their teachers. And it's just one of the many ways that teachers are trying to connect with their students right now.
All right, Danielle, thank you for taking a few minutes to call, and I appreciate it. Thanks, Danielle.
Yes.
All right. Dylan.
Thank you.
Okay, Dylan, you stick around while I read this important announcement. It is important to our local restaurants from Mona's Danish Bakery. Mona's is open right now. They're open from 6:30 to 2. They're taking orders that can be placed over the phone. You can go to their website, monasdanishbakery.com. That's where the phone, you get the number, or I can give it to you right now, which I will, 579-1959. And place your order. Say you'd like to come by for lunch. No problem. Or you can walk into the bakery, make your bakery good order. They will serve you right there with that order. Then you walk out of the bakery. Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Sunrise and Swan. So check it out. Let's try to support our local restaurants like Mona's Danish Bakery. It's the Buckmaster Show in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. We have Dylan Smith, who will stick around. We'll be right back, 790-2040, if you'd like to join in the conversation.
During the coronavirus crisis, Vero Amore restaurants in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana are still open for takeout and home delivery. You can still enjoy all your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza. They're all available for takeout and home delivery. More at veroamorepizza.com. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 850 transportation projects or service improvements across the region to date. The RTA is a state-established political subdivision and taxing district. The RTA's current half-cent sales tax funds the 20-year plan through June 2026. And the RTA is laying the foundation to develop a new plan. To learn more, please visit www.rtanext.com. Biosphere 2's new ocean tour takes you behind the scenes of the largest experimental ocean in the world, researching solutions for the global coral reef crisis. Other exciting tours include The Amazing 30-Year History, a family tour for families with kids 10 and under, and the inspiring Under the Glass Tour, one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. Visit UA Biosphere 2 today. Explore the future. Online giving for coral reef research and information about tours and more at biosphere2.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studios, 1030, The Voice, trusted news talk in Southern Arizona. Dylan Smith is the editor and publisher of the online news service TucsonSentinel.com. In their, they've already got 10 full years under their belt, so they are in year 11. And what a year 11 this is turning out to be. For everybody, not only the people that like Dylan and myself who are in the information business, but this crisis certainly touching everybody. Dylan's vice president of the Arizona Press Club, immediate past chair of Lion Publishers. Lion's an acronym for Local Independent Online News Publishers. Perhaps, Dylan, you heard about my rant about the mayor. Totally uncharacteristic. How long have you known me, Dylan? Long time, right?
Yeah, I've known you for a while, and I've heard you rant a couple of times. But I didn't catch. I wasn't able to listen to what you said today. But I garnered the essence of your message, and my own personal take, and I guess professional take as a reporter, is that in a time of crisis, and we are definitely in one. Whether you think that this is some hoax by the Democrats or not, it's pretty evident that something is going on here. In a time of crisis, it falls to the people who we elect and pay to make decisions for us to be open and transparent about how and why and when they're making decisions and make themselves available to responds to questions from the press, so that you know, there are plenty of people out there who have some very serious concerns. There are people that are quite honestly frightened right now about their health situation, about their job or their business, about their families. And it would serve everyone if we could get some answers. And that doesn't just fall to the mayor. It falls to pretty much everyone at every level of government. There are posted on Facebook earlier this week, you know, praising the folks who are working really hard to get us answers and information. But there are a whole lot who are not, for various reasons, even if they're trying really hard. We still don't know how many tests for coronavirus have been run in the state of Arizona. Don't you think that's like a basic bit of information? We
yes.
do not know. We know how many have been run by the state lab. We have vague figures for the number of tests that have been run by the commercial labs, which right now are doing the vast majority of the testing. But without the only number we know from them is the number of positive tests. We don't have an exact figure or even, you know, a decent ballpark figure for the number of negative tests and for the number of pending tests they have. And without that, and it's a familiar pattern all over the country, we don't know how widespread this outbreak really is. If there are tons and tons of people coming back with negative tests, that would tell us something about what's going on, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. It would definitely affect the mortality rate that would bring, if there were tons and tons of people, Dylan Smith, getting negative tests, it would bring down that overall rate, which right now is really very frightening.
Yeah. Oh, and the reason the rate is frightening is, one, because first off, the tests are so limited. They, you know, are The test developed by the United States was at first terribly flawed. It did not work. It took weeks to fix. We finally got a test that sort of works, even though it still has some, you know, needs to have a number of controls so they can keep tabs on whether it's continuing to function the way it's supposed to. So we used up a whole lot of time and a whole lot of actual testing material trying to get that to work properly. Now that we've got that, we pretty much run out of those testing kits, both because of that and because the flu already was running at about, in Arizona at least, twice the rate that it usually runs. And they have to use the same sort of swabs and kits and packaging to get those samples from individual patients to the labs where they can be tested. So we're pretty much out of those, even now that we're starting to get a few more. The hospitals are running out of the personal protective equipment, the masks and gowns and hats and everything else that they need to wear to keep people safe, to keep themselves safe. They're supposed to change out in between seeing patients so that they don't end up accidentally spreading it from one person to another. Mm. And we don't have that stuff anymore. It's already being used up. And it's just a ridiculous situation.
Dr. Crist, who is the state health director, said in the news conference, I believe day before yesterday, maybe it was even yesterday, that the primary care physicians, Dylan Smith, have been instructed if someone presents over the phone, because a lot of this is being done over the phone, Dylan, with patients, if someone is giving those symptoms of what would be the coronavirus with the dry cough, a high fever, and they are assuming it is the coronavirus, and these people would not even be tested unless it gets to the point where they feel they have to go to the emergency room.
That's just how stressed our whole system is right now. You know, our doctors and nurses and other staffers at hospitals and clinics are being overwhelmed, and really, if you are not in a serious situation, you probably should let your doctor know. Hopefully you've got a doctor. A lot of people don't have doctors, actually, but just self-isolate at home, have someone, you know, drop off food for you at your door if you live alone. Try and, you know, not spread things to your family if you live with your family. Self-isolate at home for a couple of weeks, and that's hard. But right now, not everybody can get a test for the sort of peace of mind that would come from knowing either way. It's just simply not possible for reasons that we probably don't even have time to go into with the limited time you have in your show. That's just where we are right now. If you're sick, stay home.
Well,
there's a website going around that I can't really talk about on the air because the FCC would yell at you and the station owner. But
Yes, we get the picture there, Dylan.
Get a big beep going there.
Yes,
and that's what people need to do right now. That's like the most important message is stay home, act like everyone else is a positive contact that you don't want to catch it from. And equally as important, conduct yourself as if you are carrying this and you don't want to spread it to other people.
Dylan, here's what I want to do. Let's see. Before I take the break, I do want to direct people. We got about four things going here. Dylan, it's a good thing I'm kind of a multitasker.
You're juggling away, aren't you?
Yeah. So here's what I want to do. We have Justin Sayers, who covers City Hall, coming up after the break, and I want to go into a little bit more about this statement I read at the beginning of the program about the mayor preparing to take other actions. This was from Nathan Siegel. But before I go to the break, Dylan, I do want to direct people to your kind of a clearinghouse that you've put together, really good information about the coronavirus. If you would share with that that information with our listeners.
Absolutely. You know, we're reporting as much as we possibly can of good, solid, vetted information at TucsonSentinel.com, of course. But to make sure that we are reaching the broadest possible audience and to give people a place to, where they can ask questions and seek help from each other as well. On Facebook, there's a Facebook group called Tucson Coronavirus Updates, set up by TucsonSentinel.com, that has a number of our reporters and doctors and nurses from the community and some community volunteers helping to moderate the discussion. And it's become a really good source of information and, you know, people reaching out to each other and being supportive. And I think that's in a very, what is still a fluid and confusing situation, very important that we all help take care of one another in this city.
All right. And Dylan, again, before we take the break, I keep having the want to work one more thing in here, and perhaps this can be added somehow to the to your clearinghouse. This news release from the Arizona Department of Child Safety, Dylan, about the supplies that they are putting out a desperate call for the kids, the children in care that they have. Those supplies are desperately low. These are children, Dylan, that are in kinship and relative homes, foster homes, group homes, those awaiting a foster home. They need pretty much everything from water to toilet paper, baby wipes, milk, on and on it goes. The contact is a woman named Tasha, T-A-S-H-A, Gomez. Her number is 539-1598, 539-1598. Anybody can help, please give them a call, arrange a drop-off time. That's good information, Dylan. I think we need to get out to people. All right, so Dylan Smith sticks around because the Buckmaster Show continues. I see we have Justin Sayers in the queue, as they say, ready to go after we take the break. Let's take the break back on Buckmaster.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Biosphere 2's new ocean tour takes you behind the scenes of the largest experimental ocean in the world, researching solutions for the global coral reef crisis. Other exciting tours include the amazing 30-year history, a family tour for families with kids 10 and under, and the inspiring Under the Glass tour, one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. Visit UA Biosphere 2 today. Explore the future. Online giving for coral reef research and information about tours and more at biosphere2.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hey, it's Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
And this is Matt Russell from the Buckmaster Show.
Matt, did you hear that Travel and Leisure magazine just ranked the Douro Valley as a top 50 spot for world travel?
Yes, so how about Portugal and Spain for my next culinary and cocktail cruise?
Let's do it on the Douro River aboard the new Amadouro ship from Ama Waterways.
I'll need a chef's table dinner, winery tours, and other private excursions.
Matt, consider it done.
Thanks, Ryan. Portugal and Spain, here we come. Go to bvtravel.com to learn more.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. 20 minutes now until 1 o'clock on this Friday afternoon. Dylan Smith is with us, the editor-publisher of the online news service TucsonSentinel.com. Justin Sayers from the Arizona Daily Star, who covers Tucson city government, is joining us now on the live line. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. I want to read you, and I'll read our listeners, the statement that came in to me just before the going on the air from Nathan Siegel. Mr. Siegel is the spokesperson for Mayor Regina Romero. It says, Bill, the mayor sincerely apologizes for having to cancel. We have a lot of moving parts right now. We are hearing the governor may be issuing new orders shortly. If not, we are preparing ourselves to take our own actions. Needless to say, the mayor is very busy on conference calls and meetings to discuss the best way to continue protecting our community. It's public health. Thank you for your understanding. And, of course, this was a result of her cancellation and my uncharacteristic rant. On our morning show, Wake Up Tucson, I called in at 5 minutes to nine this morning, and our friends over at Wake Up were kind enough to give me a few minutes of airtime. It's kind of like when the president requests to be on the, no, not like that, to go on the air. No, not like that. But they were kind enough to let me go on the air. Anyway, Justin, what's going on with this perhaps additional actions? Are you hearing anything like that?
Yeah, that's been the strong rumor this morning. Obviously, Regina and the rest of the city council have not been shy about their preferences to see, you know, a statewide shelter in place. The council voted Tuesday unanimously to urge Ducey to take that action. I've seen tweets from Regina, from Paul Cunningham, you know, stating the same. So I think it's pretty clear how they feel about that issue.
Well, but there are no indications. Dylan, you haven't heard anything about the governor perhaps issuing new orders today or shortly?
You know, it's certainly a possibility. I haven't heard anything that lets me know that it would be happening immediately. I know that, you know, at every level of government, people are constantly reviewing things and trying to get a handle on how things are developing. You know, before, you know, for the last several days, even and the last few weeks, Ducey's been, you know, talking, downplaying the possibility of doing that, saying he doesn't see the need for it at this point. As things continue to increase, you know, we've seen over the last 3 days a day-over-day increase of about 25% in the reported cases in Arizona. And for about a week before that, it was a 50% increase day-over-day for, you know, days on end, which is, you know, a pretty, can't really say the word healthy, but it's a strong geometric progression. You know, we're seeing a significant outbreak in Arizona, especially up on the Navajo Reservation. The Navajo Nation has seen a pretty significant number of cases there, really grow overnight. They're, I think they're up to, last I checked, which was latest information we have is from yesterday. They have 71 cases there. And considering the very small population of the reservation, about 170,000 people, that's a pretty significant number.
And Dylan, as I recall, that is a total lockdown. No one is being allowed onto the Navajo Nation. There are roadblocks, from what I understand.
Not just a lockdown at the border of the Navajo Nation, but within. It's a stay-at-home order covering the entire Navajo Nation. And then a couple of days ago, the Hopi Reservation, which lies entirely within the Navajo Reservation, also declared a shelter-in-place order. So basically, that giant chunk of the state of Arizona is effectively shut down right now.
Justin, I want to bring you into the conversation because the city of Tucson depends so much, Justin, on sales tax revenue. This is going to mean a huge hit, isn't it, for the budget? And is this a budget now that for the rest of the fiscal year is basically out the window, Justin?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunately too early to kind of quantify how bad that the negative impact of this is going to be. The city has said that they evaluate their sales tax on a two-month lag. So right when this was starting, they were actually just getting in their sales tax numbers for Gem Show. And from all indications, those numbers were looking really good, and then this hit right after. So what they've been trying to say is that they're hoping to, kind of lessen the blow of that impact and the decrease of sales tax, and instead of just having a drop, an immediate drop. So that's kind of the mindset that city officials have been trying to take in regard to that.
And for the upcoming fiscal year, this probably will mean Mr. Ortega, the city manager, is probably having Justin Sayers a lot of sleepless nights right now as they're trying to redo what they had probably planned back in February, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair to say. And I know we're right in the middle of those budget discussions, so it is going to be interesting. The council was getting, right before this, was getting updates pretty much every meeting from different department leaders talking about needs. And, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of those discussions are going to be completely different once we get closer to adopting that budget.
Dylan, I want to bring you back in because on your this clearinghouse you've got there at TucsonSentinel.com, I've noticed there are a lot of medical professionals who weigh in on what's going on. And I understand that.
Bless them for doing that.
Yeah, I mean, they're really giving us, I guess you could call it frontline dispatches on this war that we're involved with this virus that none of us have immunity to, which makes it really, really a difficult situation. But there are, I know of one individual over in California, a dear friend, who actually was in the midst of chemotherapy and had been so positive about what was going forward with their treatment back in January and February. They've had to actually stop that. And I don't know if that's going on here in Southern Arizona, whether that's going forward, but that might be something to watch. Also, Dylan, do you understand that elective surgeries have been postponed?
Well, under Governor Ducey's executive order, and I'm trying to recall back, I believe that was back on Monday, which seems like about 1,000 years ago at this point. That he ordered that elective surgeries be halted all throughout Arizona, basically to try and lessen the burden on our medical resources throughout the state, so that facilities that don't have people going through them where people might get sick, so that we're not using up essential supplies, so that doctors and nurses and all the assistants and staff can be focused as much on dealing with this and other people who have unfortunate, serious medical complications throughout this. And that's really where one of the biggest problems comes in. We're still dealing with, you know, people who get in car accidents or go hiking and break their leg or, you know, have the flu. We have still the lingering outbreak of the regular flu going on and all the other diseases and medical complications and accidents and emergencies that people have. And that's why we all need to try and be as safe as possible for probably some time to come. Don't yeah. take unnecessary risks, because you don't want to end up, you know, taking up the time of doctors and nurses in a hospital bed that could be saving somebody's life right now.
All right. That's very good advice. And I know personally some friends who are just absolutely so worried, who have heart disease, and they're worried, you know, that they may have an incident. I mean, these, of course, are things that are out of our hands, but it just adds to the overall,
yeah, exactly.
The big A, I call it. That's anxiety, and we're all just trying here to keep it together, and I really appreciate the work both of you gentlemen are doing. Dylan, thank you very much at Tucson Sentinel.
Can I start off for just a couple more seconds?
Go ahead.
I'll try and make it quick. You know, I'm a pretty staunch civil libertarian. I don't like the government limiting our rights and telling us what to do and where to go, who we can talk to, how we can behave in our lives. You know, I'm a firm believer in our civil rights and liberties, but those also come with responsibilities to ourselves, to our families, to everyone else in our community. And right now it's time for all of us to step up and take that responsibility. And each one of us can help take care of each other just by, as much as possible, limiting our trips away from home, limiting the number of people we come into contact to. If you need to go to the grocery store, that's understandable. You got to
right.
eat.
Right.
You got to keep a little bit of beer in the fridge. But four people from your household do not need to go to the grocery store
right.
together.
Dylan Smith, thank
and
you,
I've
sir.
I've seen so much of that lately. Let's all be good to each other.
I agree. Dylan Smith, TucsonSentinel.com. Justin Sayers, Arizona Daily Star. Justin, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, it's the Buckmaster.
See you soon, Justin.
All right, Buckmaster yeah. Show. All right, let's talk with Matt Russell next. Weekend Watch. Some really good information for you coming up with Matt after this.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Mo has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Mo for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same.
The current Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year plan, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to identify priority projects based on public input. RTA member jurisdictions will submit their respective project lists by June 2020 for the CAC to consider for a future plan. To learn more, visit www. During this coronavirus crisis, Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, is still open for takeout and home delivery only. You can get all of your favorite Noble Hops menu offerings. Come pick them up, or they'll bring them to you. So check out Noble Hops on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. And online at noblehopspub.com. Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Oh, there it is. Stir it up. It means the weekend is officially here. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, Inside Tucson Business Food and Beverage columnist, award-winning publicist brought to us by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. The Memorial Day weekend Silver City Blues Festival is still on. A final decision will be made April the 15th on whether or not they will be given the green light. Right now, it is a green light, and folks hoping that things will be, by the end of May, it'll be okay to travel that three-hour drive from Tucson to Silver City. Visit southwestnewmexico.org, the complete list of great places to stay and so many things to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Matt Russell, so much creativity from our local restaurants, the restaurateurs. They're all stepping up, aren't they?
They really are. And, you know, and I feel a responsibility to just do as much as I can to support these local independent restaurants. I mean, they are working so hard, Bill, and, you know, they're missing us, and we really need to respond. And we certainly, it's not hard to do because they're being so creative about their kinds of offerings. One of the things that I just saw recently that I thought was kind of fun was at Jonathan's Cork. Now, they're going to be offering us a chance to save a little extra money when we swing by. When you order from their special to-go menu, now, of course, that includes many of my Cork favorites, and you buy a $100 gift card, they're going to give you a $20 gift card for free. So that is $120 in gift cards for only $100, and you can bring the Cork's famous cuisine to enjoy with you back home. I like to call it curbside at the Cork, and they're doing it every day from 1 to 7 p.m.
Very cool. What about happy hour? Is that still on?
This is so much fun. You know, with the recent move by the state to sort of relax certain licensing restrictions for the sale of alcoholic beverages to go, many local restaurants and bars are now selling bottles of wine and cans of beer to go with their meals. And I mean, why shouldn't they be able to do that? And now some local eateries, like both locations of Prep and Pastry, as well as the Parish, they're selling cocktails to go right now. That's right. Fresh made cocktails packaged in convenient to go vessels. All you got to do is add ice when you get home, of course, after your car is parked and the key is out of the ignition. It's a great way to bring happy hour home with you this weekend at one of the many restaurants offering curbside cocktails.
What's going on with the St. Philip's Plaza restaurants?
Yeah, well, three of the restaurants up there, including Union and Reforma and Proof, they've all joined together to sell to-go items from all three menus under the same roof at Reforma, kind of a one-stop shopping next level. Plus, and I really love this, they're selling throwback Tucson Toros baseball caps right there at Reforma, and 100% of the proceeds are going to be donated to the three restaurants' hourly staff who have really been hit the hardest by the closure. I say that's a great way for a hat to help. And as a longtime Tucson Toros season ticket holder myself, I'll be going this weekend to get my hat along with some food. Swing by Reforma this weekend to support these great charitable efforts.
Before you go, my friend, hats off to my friends at Vero Amore, Eric and Josh, Suzanne, the whole team over there celebrating yesterday their 14th anniversary. We did a beautiful takeout meal from Vero Amore the other night. Oh, it was so good, Matt.
One of the best pizzas in Tucson is the Anima, A-N-I-M-A. The pizza Anima at Vero Amore is the stuff of legend, Bill. I might have to go and get one this weekend.
I think I've got you headed in that direction, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Cheers.
All right. The Buckmaster Show is a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, which is wholly responsible for the content of its program. Wow, what a crazy week. We will try to get some rest here over the weekend and be back with you 12:04 Monday afternoon. John Couch, thanks, John. We put it all together, my friend, made it happen. Have a great afternoon and a great weekend.